Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask for mercy and for grace. We ask, God, that you will search our hearts while we're praying this prayer. Oh, Lord, please stop by this evening and make your holy visitation. Let sins be forgiven. Let transgressions be blotted out. Oh, God, cover us under your blood in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you right now. Please, Lord, stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you, Lord. We need you to move upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we are praying right now that you will take control of this broadcast tonight. Send your word, Lord. Send your anointing. Anoint the speaker tonight, Jesus. Let the word go forth and penetrate every heart. Oh, God, of every listener, in the name of Jesus, Lord, save those who are not saved. Deliver the bound tonight. Oh, my God, work a miracle in somebody's life this night. Oh, Lord, somebody who doesn't know you, make yourself known unto them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking you right now and asking in faith that you will grant our prayer requests, our petitions that we made before you, Lord. Oh, God, let it be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, have your way and let your holy will be done. We believe you right now, God, and we count it done, Lord. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah. You've been so good to us, Lord. We don't deserve anything, oh God, but we thank you for just being so merciful and having mercy on us, oh God. We thank you for your compassion toward us, Lord Jesus. We praise you, my God. We magnify you and lift you up, for you are worthy of all the praise. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, there's a soul right now that's in trouble, my God. And calling out to you, Lord, please, my God, hear that cry and minister to that soul in the name of Jesus. Go into the jail cells, Lord. Stop by each and every one of them, oh God, and save the lost souls of men. Oh God, deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to please have mercy. Look on the bereaved families, Lord. Comfort and console them, Lord. Be with them. Be close to them, Lord, during this difficult time for them, my God. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. And we ask, Lord, to increase our faith, Lord God, and let our faith be ever rooted and grounded in you, Lord. Help us to trust in you the more. Take away all the doubt, all the unbelief, the uncertainty, the drawback, anything that's in the way, Lord, move it out of the way in the name of Jesus. And give us the strength we need to continue on. Oh, blessed Savior, we are looking unto you. We ask you to bless the church at large, Lord. Bless all your people everywhere, all around this world, Lord Jesus. You know all about our situation. You know what we're going through, Lord God. We're asking you to intervene. Lord, intervene, oh God, and lead everyone, Lord God, according to your will. Even the leaders, Lord, give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding them, Lord, how to lead the congregation. Teach them, oh God, how to bring forth the visions that you're giving, oh God. And we pray, Lord, that you will give them visions. Give them revelation, Lord. Give them what they need to help your people. Oh, blessed Savior, do it right now, God, while we're praying this prayer. send your word tonight, Lord. Let your word have free course. Let your anointing be throughout this broadcast. Ever blessed, Lord Jesus. Bless abundantly. Let it be spread abroad even further and reach souls that have not heard your word, my God. Oh, Lord, you're able to make the way. We believe it, oh, Lord, and we count it done. We thank you for it. Oh, blessed Savior. Now, Lord, we ask God that you accept our prayer, Lord, and teach us how to be more thankful. Teach us, Lord, how to lean and depend on you, Lord, not to lean to our own understanding, but to trust in you with all of our heart. And we thank you, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And we thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I'm going to be reading the opening scripture. I will be reading the 130th number of Psalms. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Be there, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that wait for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 130th number of Psalms. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful song being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5 and find us FIVE. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can also listen by calling in 319-527-6763. And forgive me, but I wanted to give a corrected dial-in number for the gospel at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays and Sundays. You want to first dial 206-451-6096. And then when prompted, you want to dial 945-218-0218. Doing the access code, it's 584-7681. And Pastor Sheila Hameen's show can be heard Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. by dialing into 319-527-6763. And to visit Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday evening prayers at 6 o'clock p.m., you can go to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And amen. We want to also continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list. Add it to our prayer list. We want to pray for India West, Rashawn Parker, Dee Johansson, who's having foot surgery, the Darius family, the Davis family, Sherea West, DeMarcus West, Angelina Talata, Austin, Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair, and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., please pray a special prayer for him. Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, and all of the souls that are on our prayer list, as well as those who are requesting prayer. And at this time, we are going to ask Evangelist Cynthia Edmond if she would favor us with the selection, if she will. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord.
I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. Gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. I really love the
I'm going to sing it one more time.
I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. Oh, you don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I really love. I really love the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. You have to know that you love him. Praise the Lord. You can't just say it in words, but it has to show in your deeds. Amen, that you love the Lord. Do you love him? Glory to God. I thank God.
Yeah.
This broadcast, I just thank God for all of you who tuned in. And tonight, we're going to prepare now for the word of God. Let us prepare our hearts, open our hearts, open our ears that we can hear God's word and receive his word in our hearts. And without further ado, I introduce to you our speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray with her and for her as she comes forth to minister the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist Nick.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for another opportunity to bring forth the word of God. We pray that you touch and bless, that you will send your word and send your anointing. Touch my body, strengthen me, help me to project your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this opportunity once again. Thank God for how he blessed us on today. We had a beautiful service on today. My father was here in the service of the Lord with us.
Lord.
We were praising and rejoicing in the Lord, and he began
Hallelujah.
To sing. And I tell you, he has a beautiful voice. His voice is better than mine, and he's 94. Glory to God, I tell you. He was singing up something. Oh, but we had a wonderful time on today. And we thank God for the service that we had. And we are praying that the Lord will save him, fill him with the Holy Ghost. And he's working on him. He brought him a long ways thus far. And we know that God is able to save to the uttermost. Praise the Lord. Let us go directly to the word of God in the book of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, and beginning with verse 14. And also we want to go to St. Luke, the 17th chapter, and verse 6, beginning with verse 6. Praise the Lord. I believe I'll go to St. Luke first. St. Luke 17 and verse 6. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready herewith, I may sup, and gird thyself, serve me till I have eaten, drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. He thanked that servant because he did the things that were commanded him. I told not. So likewise, ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded of you, say, profitable servants, we have done that which our duty do. Praise the Lord. Now let us go, pardon me, to the book of St. Matthew and the 25th chapter. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to begin with verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. In other words, he went, took his 5 talents, put them to work, and he traded for 5 more talents. So then he had 10 talents. Okay? Now, verse 16 said, then he had received the 5 talents, went, traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had 2, he also gained other 2. But he that received the 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with him. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not gathered, where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast thine, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that have not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels, which shall he sit upon the throne of his glory? Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. I know that was a lot of scriptures, but I'm trying to show you in the word of God how that we have to be profitable servants. My title tonight is The Unprofitable Servant. And my theme, put your talent to work. Put it to work so you can gain more. Praise the Lord. We're living in these terrible times and people don't have time. They just don't have time to do the will of God. They find themselves going to work. I got to go to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. I'm going down to the mall. I'm going to get my car fixed. I got to do this. I got to do. But they don't have time for Jesus and for the work of the Lord. We find that so many so-called saints and so-called servers of Christ, they're not doing anything. They are just coming to the house of God, clapping their hands, singing a song, but it's more to it than that. There's a work that must be done, and God has given everyone that he has filled with the Holy Ghost a talent, and it's up to us to use the talent to bring forth fruit, to bring forth more souls unto the Lord. If you're just doing your duty by coming to the house of God, by giving tithes and offerings, by clapping your hands, singing and praising God and worshiping him, that's not all of it. There's a work that that has to be done. And we cannot take God's work and set it aside and do our work. So many have started out doing God's work, but now they have changed, and now they're doing their work and so many things, other things, trying to gain more money instead of trying to gain more souls. They're trying to gain more money, how they can get rich, how they can prosper in this life down here. But one of these days, you're going to leave all this stuff down here. I call it stuff. Glory to God. Because some of us have so much stuff in our houses. Our houses are cluttered. Glory to God. And we don't even need it. A lot of the stuff we have, we don't need. And we need to downsize and get rid of this stuff. Because one of these days, we're going to leave it all behind. And then whose stuff is it going to be? Glory to God, you're going to have to go in there and take everything out that that individual owned. Glory to God, you're going to have to take it out, and you're going to have to give it away or sell it. Hallelujah. And then whose things shall they be? They're going to go to somebody else. So we need to set our affection on things above and not on the things of this earth, because everything is going down. The word of God, we got to take our talent and put it to work and do the will of God. If he called us into the ministry, we are supposed to go into the highways, into the hedges and the highways, and compel men to come. We're supposed to go out into the world and teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we might gain more souls to Christ. Glory to God, because one day we're going to stand before God and we're going to have to give an account for what we did with our talent. And if we didn't do what we were supposed to do, then we're going to get paid for that that we didn't do. Glory to God. God has got to pay for every one of us. I don't want to be an unprofitable servant, but I want to bring forth other souls that they might receive Christ, just as someone told me about Christ. And I was one to the Lord. I want to win a soul to Christ. I don't just want to come to the place of worship and clap my hands and sing my song and pat my feet, but I want to do more. I believe this unprofitable servant, glory to God, Jesus gave a parable. What does it mean? You go out into the fields and you plow, and then you come back home and sit down and eat. Glory to God. But after you have plowed the field and you come into the house, glory to God, you put your apron on and you start cooking and you serve, you feed the others. Hallelujah. In effect, this is what the word is saying. The Bible said, which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat? And I will not rather say unto him, glory to God, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterwards thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? Do he thank him for the things that was commanded him? He said, I trow not. So likewise, ye, you, me, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, all the things that the Lord has commanded us, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And that's the way we're, that's the way it is. This is the time we're living in. People are doing no more than what their duty is to do. Glory to God. But they're not producing. They're not profiting. They're not bringing forth other souls unto the Lord. I tell you, we're living in these times when men is thinking about themselves. It's all about self. But what about Jesus? What about how Jesus came and drew us in? He worked and he brought forth more fruit. He went out into the world and he preached the gospel. He began to preach to everyone that he came in contact with. He began to heal them. He began to deliver them from their diseases. He began to cast out their devils. Hallelujah. And he gained more souls. And they began to follow Jesus after seeing the miracles and hearing the word of God and receiving the word of God. They became Christians. They followed the Lord. So what are we doing? Are we being profitable servants or unprofitable servants? The Bible says, so likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. And that's the way it is. Some people are just doing their duty is to do. And I'm mighty afraid it might be a great awakening, rude awakening. Glory to God. Because we're sitting around, not even doing the will of God, not even attempting to do the will of God. And the one that had the 10 talents, glory to God, they went, they put the 5 talents to work and gained 5 more. They produced. They were productive. And so it was with the servant that received the 2 talents. He also gained 2 other talents. Why? Because he went beyond the call of duty. He didn't just do duty, but he did all that he could do, gain more talent. And the one that had that one talent, he hid his. Instead of him gaining more, he took his talent and he buried it. He hid it. He didn't do anything. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. And then when it came time for him to give account, he didn't have any profit. Hallelujah. I don't want to stand before the Lord without any profit. I want to be a profitable servant. And the Bible said, take that unprofitable servant and cast him, hallelujah, into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, the Lord is calling him an unprofitable servant. Let that not be you. Let it not be I. But let us be profitable in the Lord. Let us put our talents to work in the Lord and not just do what is commanded of us, but do the will of God, the work of God, and gain more. The Bible said in the book of Acts, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Judea and in Jerusalem and all over. You're going to be a witness. I don't care where you are. If you're in Maryland, if you're in Camden, if you're in Virginia, you're supposed to be a witness. You're supposed to tell somebody about Jesus, to draw somebody unto the Lord. We are not supposed to just come here and clap our hands and sing a song, but we got work to do. And it's more than just doing what you are told to do. We got to bring forth fruit. And the message that came today about abiding in that vine. And if we don't abide in there, we can't thank God for his word on tonight. This may be all you get from me. And then that servant, that one that had one talent, he said he knew that he was a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid. You see, fear power. The devil's got fear power, and he's got us just sitting around clapping, singing, and doing nothing else or nothing more. Fear. Glory to God. He said, I was afraid, and I went, and I hid thy talent. Thy talent. That talent belonged to the Lord. I hid it in the earth. Lo, thou hast that is it. That is thine, praise the Lord. There thou hast, that is thine. That's what he said. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest, you knew that I reaped where I sowed not and gathered where I had not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him. And you know, if we could sit it right in the church sometime, and God will take the talent from us, and he'll give it to somebody else. He didn't call themselves a preacher. Somebody that didn't say they was a prophet. Glory to God. God will take it and he'll give it to them and he'll let them use it while you're still sitting there by and by because you didn't use the talent that God gave you. You didn't put it to work. The Bible said, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. Take that talent and give it to the one that got the 10. Glory to God. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of what does that mean? What does that mean? It didn't mean they went to heaven.
No.
The Bible said, cast them into outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's in that lake of fire. That's in hell, because that's where it's going to be gnashing of teeth. Glory to God. And there's going to be outer darkness. I don't want to go there. Lord, help me to put my talent to work that I might gain more. There may be somebody out there. Maybe you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Maybe you've been coming to the place of worship and just clapping, singing, and shouting, but not bringing forth, not producing, and not being profitable, only doing what duty calls for. We got to go above and beyond what duty calls for. Glory to God. Jesus, he went farther He went farther. He went all the way to the cross. Glory to God. I thank God for his word on tonight. As we get ready to go into a word of prayer, we ask that you put your minds on Jesus and that you think about Jesus, how he gave up all that we can have these precious talents that God has given. He gave gifts unto men, and we are supposed to use these gifts, whether it be the gift of faith, glory to God, the gifts of healing. Glory to God, we can use those gifts for the Lord to gain more souls unto Christ. Maybe you didn't do what you were supposed to do, but you are now willing to give it over to the Lord and to be productive and to go beyond the call of duty. Now is your chance. As we pray, Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We thank you for the word of God on tonight. Help us to be profitable servants in the name of Jesus. Help somebody tonight, Lord. Oh, my God, help them to be productive. Help them to bring forth fruit. Help them, oh, Lord, to go beyond the time of duty. Help them, oh, Lord. Help them, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Help them, Jesus, while it's day, for night coming when no man can work. Help them to be profitable. Help them, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to go into the hedges and to the highways. Help them to tell somebody about you, Lord. Help somebody. Help today, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Have mercy today, Lord. We need mercy today. Save, Jesus. Deliver, Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand. Bless in a special way. Help, Lord, bless help you. Somebody to receive the word of God today. Help, Lord, help us to humble ourselves, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Jesus, we want to please you. We want to work for you. We want to do what you told us to do. Lead us, oh, Lord, and guide us. Show us the way you would have us to go. We want to be pleasing in your sight, not our will, but let your will be done in us. Help us to cast aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Help us to work, Lord. Help us to put our time in. Help us, Jesus. Help us to take time out for you, Lord. Help us to take time to do the work of the Lord. Help us today. We know you're able, Lord. Have mercy on your people. Touch everywhere, Lord. Bless, Lord Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Send your anointing, oh, Lord. Help us, oh, Lord. We want to please you, oh, Lord. We don't want our will to be done. Help us, oh, Lord. Blot out of our transgressions. Oh, my God, help us, Lord, to live according to thy word, to all of thy word. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on the souls of men, everyone that is listed on the prayer list, every name that was called today. We pray that you touch them. You know every situation that's going on in their lives. You know how to work it out. You know how to fix it today, Lord. Lord, we don't know how to fix it. We don't know, Lord. But we know you know. Fix it today, Jesus. Saying to the uttermost, somebody is troubled in their mind. Somebody is going through turmoil. We pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Strengthen, oh, Lord. Send deliverance to their soul for them today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to work while it is day. For a night coming when no man can work. Help us to get in a hurry for our souls. Realize that the time is near, nearer than when we first believed. So help us, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Show us what you would have for us to do. And help us to receive you, receive your word, and the work that you have given us to do. Help us to work it, oh Lord, through faith, trusting in you and believing in your word. We know thou art able. We thank you. We praise your name. We give glory and we give honor
thank
to
you.
The name of the Lord for all that you have done and for all that you're going to do. We pray that you save the unsaved, heal them that are sick, and deliver them that are bound. Save to the uttermost. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. This part of the broadcast is now into the hands of evangelist Dr. Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful message. That was a very timely message. It was a judgment message. And I thank God for it. And Lord knows, I heard somebody say, get up from sitting down. Get up from sitting down. Get up from sitting down. God can't use you sitting down. It's time to get to work. Hallelujah. The Lord bless us with these talents. And people
yes.
just sit down on them. They want to bury the talent. Don't want to use it. And then God takes it away. You don't want God to take it from it. Oh, glory to God. I thank God for this message on tonight. And we have to go even when we don't feel like it. You have any gift, anything that God has given you, you need to use it to the glory and honor of God. It's not about us, but it's all about the Lord. And that's what that unprofitable servant found out about his Lord, when he came back expecting for him to have done something with the talent, he hadn't done anything.
Amen.
He knew what kind of man he was.
Yes.
He understood that. But
yes.
why would he fear? Hallelujah. The most to end up losing your talent and then being cast into outer darkness where there's weeping, gnashing of teeth. But I truly enjoyed this message on tonight, and I encourage everyone who heard this word tonight to take it in and apply it to your own life. She was talking about the unprofitable servant and encouraging us to put our talent to work. Glory to God. Get up off the do-nothing seat and get something done. Hallelujah. I thank God and praise the Lord. This time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast and any other clergy who desire to have remarks and are on the line. Or you can call in if you're listening and you're a clergy. If you would like to have remarks, you're welcome to do so. God bless.
Praise God. Thank God for the word of God that came through Evangelist May on this evening, talking about the unprofitable servant. Amen. The word of God is right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people just sit around the church. Don't do nothing. Just go to church, like she said. Sing a song, clap your hands, and shout and all that. But it's so much work to be done. Amen. It's so much work to be done.
Amen.
Jesus go into the hedges and highway and compel men to come in. If you're just sitting in the church doing worshiping God in the church, you know, which is good, but if that's all you're doing, how you going to compel people to come in?
That's true.
Because he said go into the hedges and highway. He didn't say stay in the building. He didn't tell them to come in.
And that's what some people are doing. Sitting in the building.
Amen.
Yeah. God gave them a talent. They sitting right there in the building with the talent. And some of them have a talent to go out and reach souls. But they right there in the building. Won't go out and reach them. Amen. They just looking for the Lord to just bring them in. But I tell you, the word of God is right. It's right.
Amen.
And I thank God for the word to encourage you, Van, made to continue to preach the word. Amen. And let's not be the unprofitable servant. Amen. Let's work for the Lord. Labor in the vineyard. Amen. Tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Pray with somebody. Amen. Sometimes you got to pray right then and there.
on the street, wherever you are, on your job. You just got to pray right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, the young man in the place of business, he just broke down and started crying and started saying, you know, what he was going to do, start shooting and carrying on. And he was just carrying on. And I was waiting for the young man because they had the COs and all around. So, you know, you can't go. They had the cops around. You just couldn't just go up there and just do. But I was waiting for that young man because I was going to pray with him. But, you know, God, he knows all things. But, you know, it's so much going on in people's lives. And we sitting here talking about we know Christ and we know Jesus and we know what he can do. We telling one another what he can do, but we won't tell nobody else what God can do.
Amen.
We got to spread this good news and do the work that was assigned unto our hands. Amen. I don't want to hear Jesus say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never even knew you. Amen. That's some harsh words. And I don't want to be down there. Lord knows. I'm listening to my grandfather today telling somebody, you don't want to go down. You don't want to go downstairs. And he said, and I ain't talking about downstairs. I'm talking about in some heat. Lord knows I don't want to go that way. So I thank God for the word of God tonight. I'm encouraged through the word. And I want to encourage you, you, and you to take the word of God in and be blessed.
Amen.
I thank God for the word of God coming through Advantage Me, though, talking about being profitable servant and encouraging us to put our talents to work. And, you know, we don't want to be like the unprofitable servant who didn't put his talent to work. We don't want to put God's work on the back burner like Advantage Me, though, was talking about, to do our own work. And she said we're going to have to give an account for what we did and what we didn't do with our talent. And she talked about how now we don't have time to do God's work because we spend so much time doing other things or trying to acquire stuff, she said. And the work of God, some of us, we've buried it. And as Evanna Cynthia was giving her remarks, I thought about, well, or rather when Evanna Cynthia was preaching, sorry, and she was talking about how sometimes God, he'll take something from a person and give it to somebody else because we didn't use it. And he's going to get his glory anyway. And I remember when I was young in the Lord and I was praising God and somebody came to me and told me that when they were younger and, you know, when they first got saved, God had given them the spirit of praise. But because they didn't use it, God took it from them. And when they told me that, it made me praise God even harder because I didn't want God from me. And it's a true thing. And it was in the scripture, how the man, he only had one child. He only had one job to do. He didn't have a lot of things to do. He only had one thing to do. And he didn't even do that. He didn't even want to do that because of fear or whatever it was. I took your talent and he put it on him. It was yours, you know. I didn't want to do anything with it. So because he was ungrateful and because he didn't use it, it was given to somebody else who would use it. And I tell you, I don't want anything taken from me. The little that we have, the little that I have, I don't want that taken from me. So it's good to do what God, just go ahead and do it. We have to do it anyway. It's his. It's not ours. It's not for us. It's for his glory, for his honor. We can't do anything with it. And then if we don't, we have to give an account for that. I enjoy the word of God. I also enjoy the prayer she preached under the anointing. And I enjoy the one to say to her advantage, Miguel, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those remarks. Any other remarks? Any clergy on the line? Praise the Lord. Well, we just thank God once again for that beautiful message. And I could say the truth that my soul has been blessed. I'm encouraged to just go ahead on and work even that much more because I want to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Not, you know, you wicked, unprofitable servant. That I'm desiring to hear him say those words, well done. So be encouraged and use what the Lord has given you. Don't worry about the one with the 10 talent. Don't worry about the one with the 5 talent.
Right.
If you have one, use what you have to the glory and honor
God bless. And I'll be turning this broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thanks the Lord for all of the remarks and exhortations coming through our evangelists and doctors. Doctors. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord because, yes, we have to do what thus saith the Lord, what he has given us. Use that gift that he has given unto us. You know, a lot of times when some just, like I said, clap their hands, they don't go no further than what duty, but then
yeah.
They want the glory. They want the honor. But they didn't do no more than they were supposed to do. So the Bible saying, do if he thank that servant just because he did the things that was commanded him? No. You got to go beyond the call of duty. Sometimes that requires staying up all night. Sometimes it requires praying, taking a person, going with them in prayer. And sometimes it calls for, after you've done all your work, after you done worked all day long, you try to come home and work for somebody else, help somebody else, help feed them, clothe them, and take care of them. That's what I call going beyond the call of duty. And I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through the word of God. I'm encouraged through the broadcast, through the services, especially that word on yesterday that came through Elder Huff. My soul has been strengthened and encouraged. I tell you, he preached, but he told it about that love and about forgiveness. As I stated on this morning service, in this afternoon service, we got to love and we got to forgive. We have no other choice but to forgive in order to get into the kingdom of God. If we can't do that, we can't go. We can't get there. Glory to God. So let us put our talent to work and love the Lord and the people of God as we should. And I know that the Lord will reward us. We want to thank God for everyone that is on the line. I don't know if my cousin Gloria is on the line and cousin Jeanette. If they are on the line, they can come on over and have words if they so desire. I think you would have to start 6 in order to get over on this line. If not, we thank God anyway. We thank God for them who supports this broadcast, and they continue to listen in, and they call and let me know. They listen to the word. They listen to the message. They enjoyed it. We thank the Lord for them. We want to encourage them to continue to chime in to the broadcast. God has great things in store for you. And if that's all, we are to having all-night prayer in the near future, if it's the Lord's will. So we ask that you pray for us. Yes, we are being tried, and Satan is throwing his fiery darts at us. And those of you that can get a prayer through, we ask that you would pray a special prayer for us and for the Gospel Truth broadcast and also for the Gospel Truth prayer mission. Please pray a special prayer for us. And if that's all, any other remarks or announcements or anything? If not, thank the Lord. This brings the broadcast to a close, and we expect to be back again Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.